Hello and welcome to Ringo-rama, a podcast about the world's greatest drummer, Ringo Starr. Today, we're going to be talking about Sentimental Journey, his first album. Sentimental Journey was released by Ringo Starr in 1970 on Apple Records and features contributions from Morris Gibb, George Martin, and others. Ringo drums on most of the tracks on this album, and can I say, his drumming is a highlight on this album. I'm just going to go track by track and just talk through each of the 12 tracks. Starting with track one, Sentimental Journey, and my first note was, man, Ringo just is killing it on these vocals for this whole album. This song has a bit of like a sleazy bar music type of feel, in my opinion. It's double tracked vocals though, which really kind of push it up midway through the song. And it really kind of feels near the end, has a bit of a country flavor, a little. And the backing vocalists in the end of the song are really good. We move on to Night and Day, which really, this album really sounds like it's straight out of the 30s and the 40s. Like, Ringo really captures that production with that tight big band and stuff. It's very Frank Sinatra. The drum roll in Night and Day is actually really good. It almost kind of feels like Ringo isn't drumming here, but he is drumming on most of the songs. It's got a great saxophone solo and some very strong vocals near the end of this song. Whispering Grass keeps up that standard production. And it captures that 1930s feel almost. It's got nice orchestrations, and in my opinion, it's a very powerful track. When I was listening to this about a week ago, I was very listening to this song. I thought it was very interesting. Bye Bye Blackbird is probably my favorite song on the album. Definitely feels like it could just be like a standard Ringo song. You could just see it on like something like Rotogravure or something. It's got nice banjo. It's got another double track vocal by Ringo. Most of these songs do have like a double tracked vocal, which kind of reminds of like, you know, the early Beatles period where most of like the Lennon songs were a double tracked affair. The piano in the song's really good. It's got that good tight feel. I'm a Fool to Care. Billy Preston plays piano on the song, famous for being George Harrison's favorite piano player. He's also in the 95 and 89 All-Star lineups. And he really kills it on this song. Ringo's grooves, in my opinion, his drum grooves, he really hits his drum grooves in this song. It's very nicely jazzy. And those drums, like, usually Ringo, his drums are, they're not as high in the mix except for stuff like, you know, the Mark Hudson albums where they're up front in those records. But it's got these high drums in the mix. Stardust could definitely have been a single, in my opinion. Because you think about Stardust, Star, Ringo Starr. I mean, it could have been a single. But they already had the one single with Sentimental Journey. And a standards album, it can't really hit the charts. It's all like old music. The horns and the drums in this song especially just kills. And the vocals are very high in the mix. It's got like a nice little instrumental break in the middle of the song, right after Ringo says, ah, hit me. I like that. Blue Turning Gray Over You. It's got really good double tracking, some good bass. It's got a nice, there's a lot of good Ringo grooves. I feel like he had a lot of fun on the drums in this album. There's one song where he didn't do the drums, though. There's good little drum skits, though. It's like little, like, he does. Love Is a Many Splendored Thing. It's got good congas. And it's got backing vocals, too. And it's not like something like Hey Baby, You're Drowning in the Sea of Love, where the backing vocalists are like basically in one with Ringo. He's up, and the backing vocalists are behind him. Dream was produced by George Martin. It's a nice, soft, jazzy thing. It's got these lullaby vocals, almost. You can liken it to something like Lullaby by Harry Nilsson off of his Lost and Found record. It's almost a bit of a whisper, the vocals in this song, but it's not too whispery. You Always Hurt the One You Love. I think this might be the one where Ringo doesn't drum on, but it does have some nice jazzy soft vocals and good piano and some drum kicks. Have I Told You Lately I Love You? It's very Motown-esque in my opinion. I got like a soul feel from this song. There's a lot of good horns on this record. This record is basically built on the horns, but the bass in this is really good. A lot of bass stuff, you know, you have the Memphis Sessions from 87, which has some killer bass. Like, if I could do an interview with that bass player, that'd be like number three on like Ringo interviews, like getting the Memphis bass player on. Got a nice tambourine thing. It's almost got a bit of a Rubber Soul-esque feel, in my opinion. I guess because soul. But it does kind of have that, like, mid-60s feel to it. Let the Rest of the World Go By. It almost echoes the first track. It's got a wonderful choir. Nice horns. But also Ringo. He's not been buried on this whole album, but on this song, he's low in the mix, in my opinion. He could have dealt with a good punch, because his vocals are good on this album, except for maybe the beginning of Sentimental Journey. It's a triple track to vocals, too, so you can really, like, hear, at least I think it's a triple track, because it's very much a very rich double track going on. The guitar on this song's good, and the percussion, too. All I can say is, Ringo, you've done a good job on this album. This is very nice. I think it's a good way to start his career. It's not like he went straight out the gate with Ringo. Because if he had done that, he might not have gotten the best critical reception. Because it's like, he comes out the gate with this big record, and then each record is diminishing returns until we've got, like, Hey Baby from Roto Gravier. I think it's a bop, Hey Baby, though. It does kind of hit that kick in there. Yeah. Well, all I can say is it's a pretty good. And I just like the standard. I just like the standards are good. This is probably the best of the standards album done by each Beatle. Well, there's no George standards album or John standards album, but this really destroys Kisses on the Bottom, in my opinion. Kisses on the Bottom is good music, but it's good to fall asleep to music, in my opinion. Maybe when you've had a rough night and you're, like, waking up, Kisses on the Bottom. That's the record. Yeah, overall, this is a good album. If I were to just apply some tertiary ranking to it, I'd say maybe, like, an 8 out of 10. I don't know. Standards aren't really the best thing, but I really got into this album. I really kind of went with it by the end of it. So, that is the first episode of Ringo Wrong, a Ringo Starr podcast. I should probably give a little bit of, like, meaning and everything to why I started a Ringo Starr podcast. Well, I was inspired by a lot of people, you know, Talk More Talk and all those people, and I know, a solo Beatles podcast kind of cheered me on in making this podcast, and also, there's really nothing for Ringo up there. Like, Ringo is such an underrated Beatle. I mean, he really is. Like, everybody loves his drumming and his grooves and, you know, Don't Pass Me By, that type of stuff. But they kind of discount his solo work after maybe even Goodnight Vienna. Except for they probably don't discount Hey Baby on Roto Gravier, though. Yeah, so that was episode one of Ringo Wrong. All right, I'll get better as the episodes go on. That's kind of my thing. I'll see if I can play us out with just like a little bit of our intro. Just like. It's episode one of Ringo Rama, a Ringo Starr podcast. Peace and love, peace and love. Some love.
Thank you.